And then on to last night's game.
Stop.
Hammer time.
Yeah, because I've got to sort out this light because the old thing's popped okay. off. Bear
okay,
with.
Okay, here we go. Pause. Here we go. It's the Pompey Pod with Mike and Dan. This is your normally weekly, but we haven't been on for a couple of weeks now due to the international break. But this is your weekly podcast for all things Portsmouth. And all things Portsmouth are very good at the moment, Dan. Are they not? Good evening, yes. By the way.
Good evening. Good evening.
got you back there. Got a bit of an itchy back.
Yeah, itchy back, yeah. Yeah. Just as we kick off.
If you want to subscribe to this professional podcast, please do so. Please do get involved. We're going to talk this week about the Wickham game, both the Easter game, so the Wickham game and the Derby game, which happened last night, but this will be going out on the Thursday. But
goals galore.
4 points from six, goals galore. Absolutely, 8 goals to enjoy. Plenty to enjoy. Actually, a lot has happened in the last couple of games, isn't it? Let's start.
Yeah.
With Wickham first and foremost. Thoughts on the game overall?
What was that then? 3-1, wasn't it? 3-1. Yeah, good performance. I thought very good.
Good from the off. Overall.
Yeah.
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 Played some lovely football. I think.
Oh yeah, it was early goal, wasn't it? And then pegged back. Within a few minutes, but yeah, I thought we looked dangerous every time we went forward. I thought we were good.
We looked like we had a lot of goals in us, didn't we?
Yeah.
Kamara, obviously, before that game, he'd been in the news, no fault of his own, but obviously had to kind of defend himself against some ridiculous comments from Stuart, whatever former sporting director or director of sport, whoever he was at Norwich, but he. Couldn't have reacted better, really, could he? I think he was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. 2.5 assists, wasn't it? 2.5, they did say
yes.
They did say 3 on Sky last night. I don't think. I think you sort of he joined in the assisting in the third goal, didn't he? But
he assisted. Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's been very good this last 10 or so games, I'd say.
He's one of those who's just got better and better. And, you know, I think we both were questioning his motivation early in the season, but he's certainly shown over the last, like you say, probably 6 weeks or so before Christmas, he's just been all over the place, hasn't he? I think he has been tracking back well, but particularly he just seems to have found an extra yard of pace as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He just looks dangerous every time he gets the ball. I think they try and give him the ball as much as possible now, don't they? Which I think is
a
testament to how well he's been doing. And his age as well. The fact that people like Pack are looking for him all the time.
Yeah.
So they've obviously got a lot of confidence in him. But yeah, I think he's just must be very hard to play against because you never know whether he's going to do that. I'm going to cross it with my left. No, I'm not. I'm going to chop it back. I'm going to go on my right instead. Oh, am I going to cross it? No, I'm not. I'm going to chop back again. Yeah. So it must be horrible almost, to defend. Yeah.
Almost Prozanecki-esque.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not quite. I'm not saying he's a Prozanecki type player, but yeah.
No, he's not quite 40 a day yet.
No. Two or three at half time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, great performance from him and quite clearly man of the match in that game, wasn't he? He was part of everything that was good for Portsmouth. Mm. 2 goals for Colby, which was nice. A lot of discussion still over who should be starting, and you feel a little bit for Yenge not starting, having got 3 goals in the previous 2 games. But you always knew it was unlikely to be both of them, wasn't it? Again.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, it doesn't really bother me who starts, to be honest. I'm quite happy with either. I think they both do a job, don't they? They both got goals in them. They're both obviously Yenge offers you a bit more pace, but yeah, I think they both do all right. I'm never disappointed to see one or the other, to be honest.
I think for me, I just think Bishop has that little bit more kind of League One guile about him, doesn't he? A little bit of know-how of this league and how to rile up defenders. Rile up, isn't that a thing? Have I just made that up?
Do you rile up? Yeah. I don't know whether you rile up.
All right. Rile up.
Yeah,
I just think he's a bit more of a handful, isn't he? I think Yenge in a slightly different way, but like you say, he's more all about kind of more raw power, isn't he? I think with Yenge.
Yeah. Well, you think his goal against Peterborough, wasn't it? That where he was one-on-one with the defender. Bishop's not going to do that. He's not going to do a step over and then just knock the ball past the player and run, is he? No. So that's the difference you get with those two.
Yeah. But it's good to have that competition, isn't it? It's good to have them both, both of them on form, and B, that competition, especially at this sort of sharp end of the season, as they say, and looking good. So 3-1 win, Bishop 2 goals. What did you think of Bishop's goals? Obviously, 2 of Kamara assists.
I thought took them both well. First one was big deflection, wasn't it? But second one is pretty similar. But yeah, I thought took them both very well.
Lovely finish for the second one, I thought.
Yeah.
And the third coming from, I must admit, when we went back in front, even when they equalised quite early on, I got that feeling. I'm back to that feeling now that we had earlier in the season, that it just seems as if we're much more in control of the game now.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Wickham would at any point take anything from that game, because I just thought we had too much control.
Yeah. Even when we go behind, you think, well, we'll have a chance. We should at least get one goal in this game, so we'll get back into it. It's not like past seasons where you sort of 1-0 down. That's it then. End of the game. We're not getting back into this because we don't create anything.
It was a good performance overall. And I thought even though Pack and Moxon both had a quiet first half, I thought they both raised their game in the second half. Chris Evans had a decent kind of cameo debut. Lee Evans, sorry.
Yeah. I can see what you've done there, though. I can see ones. Why, yeah.
Lee Evans, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the fella. But yeah, it's a good all-round performance. 3-1 win. Kept us top of the league. And in fact, at that point, we extended our leads to 11 points, didn't we? Third place, which was very nice, because Derby obviously won. Bolton dropped points. Can't remember who they dropped points against, but they did. And then on to last night's game.
Stop.
Hold it there.
Yeah, because I've got to sort out this light, because the old thing's popped off. Bear with.
Okay, here we go. Pause. And we're back. Yeah, and then on to last night's game. Under the lights, under the rain at Fram Park. How wet did you get?
Oh, got soaked. Soaked.
Absolutely drenched.
Because the wind was smashing in our face as well.
Right,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lovely. Mm. Lovely. Are you how near the front are you in the
sort of 6 rows from the front?
Coverage whatsoever.
No. Nice. But it was worth it.
Yeah, good game. It was a good game, actually.
It was really good, overall.
But what were your views? How was the atmosphere?
Very good. Very good. I thought the Derby fans, credit where credit's due, they were very loud as well. But yeah, it was very good. And I thought it was a good game. I thought we started off well. I thought, the first goal, I just thought both their goals just came from, and I kept saying it a lot to my son, that it was just to do with decision making. A lot of there was a few, mainly in the final third, some bad decision making last night. And that was what, because it was Sadie lost the ball, wasn't it, in the build up to their first goal. I think he was trying some sort of turn, sort of 30 yards out. And it was just like, just play the ball easy. Stop trying that spinny spin every time. Just pass the ball off to someone else. But I think he got caught, didn't he? And then they took the ball off him, and then they went up and scored. And they were talking. I sort of briefly saw the Sky highlights, and I saw the people were saying about how the commentators were going mental over how great Derby were. And I saw them when that first goal went in, they were going, oh, what a goal. But I was right behind that, and it just went straight through Norris.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can blame him because of the conditions. It was wet and horrible, wasn't it? So,
it was one of those where it's too close to him for him to sort his feet out, really, isn't it? It kind of literally went through his legs, didn't it?
Yeah. But then, I thought we were good. And then we got the equaliser, which I thought was class. Was it offside? Because I haven't seen it slowed down. It looked sort of like one of those where...
It did look like he was just. But that said, it's difficult, isn't it? Because depends how straight those lines going across the pitch are. But if they were straight, you'd say he's just off. But ultimately, without your lines of the Premier League, it's a difficult one to call from a linesman's perspective. So, but lovely goal.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Lovely touch from Bishop. Great, Bishop, wasn't it?
Great touch from Bishop, yeah.
And Rafferty, did you see what he did in that goal? He played the ball forward. Yeah, to Bishop, yeah. So that was the only time in the whole game, I think, but he did. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose even his part in the second goal was more of a backwards
pass. It was a backwards pass. But
yeah, lovely finish from Kamara. Then obviously they scored again. Both came from that left-hand side. What did you think? See, this is my only... I like having Ogilvie back. I thought Sparks did all right in his absence against Peterborough, but I think Ogilvie just gives you that bit, a little bit more reassurance, doesn't he, as a defender? But I thought, obviously, last night it got a massive deflection off him for their second goal.
Yeah.
But I thought in that second goal, and also the first goal, Wickham's only goal, I thought he was a little bit slow closing down. You know, the ball ultimately deflected off him and went into the path of the Wickham player, didn't it, in the Wickham goal. Yeah. I don't know, am I being overly critical or...
No, I think you're probably right, because they did say, I can't remember where I read it, that Derby's plan was to sort of attack our left-back position, which I thought would have probably, you'd probably understand that if Sparks was there, but they obviously saw the weak link in Ogilvie, didn't they? Which I thought was quite surprising. Oh, was that, yeah? Was that beep, beep, beep?
Beep, beep, beep. That was somebody messaging.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was a bit surprising. But yeah, I think. And was he a bit slow to close down, do you think, on the second goal? I don't know. I think it's harsh, isn't it? He was 30, 20, 25 yards out.
Yeah, I get it. It's difficult. I think the reason why they were going for the attack in that left back position is I think they'd. Their instructions were not their instructions. Their plan was, because Ogilvie obviously goes forward a fair amount. Obviously, yeah. He was caught forward on the first goal, wasn't he? And then there seemed to be a couple of occasions in the second half when they broke away. They seemed to be switching it to the left quite quickly, because he obviously goes forward more than Rafferty does. So I can only assume that's what they meant by that being their
plan.
Yeah,
possibly.
So, certainly worked. Certainly worked on that occasion. Yeah. You mentioned about Sadie. I do think, though, that he has been better. You're right. Obviously, he did give it away, and ultimately, I suppose you can't massively criticise a forward for giving it away in the attacking third. There should still be a lot of players covering to avoid any sort of catastrophe. But I do think he's been a lot better in the last few games. A lot more. I think his thought process seems to be a lot better. He seems to be. Yeah. He's always had that kind of somehow wins the ball in an almost impossible situation whereby his strength just gets him through. Yeah. But actually, I think his close control and also his use of the ball generally has been a little bit better as well over the last few games, which I think bodes well for next season.
Yeah, I think on the whole, yes.
Mm. Yeah. So we then had.
Go on. I was going to say, what did you think of Lee Evans? Because. I'd like to hear what you think, and then I'll tell you what
I thought he was doing. I thought he was doing okay to begin with. I thought he played He played a particularly nice ball out to. I think I can't remember if it was Ogilvie or Lane out wide on the left, kind of across the field, Gerrard-esque sort of pass at one stage. That said, I also feel he was a little bit naive in the goal where Taylor Blackett kind of ran at him, and he just kind of almost sidestepped out of the way. Whereas you'd think someone of his experience would be able to kind of control that situation a little bit better. I think he went past him a little bit too easily in the midfield. As soon as he picked up the ball, he almost just like knocked it past him and ran. Whereas you'd think someone of his experience would be able to kind of preempt a little bit better. And I don't know, maybe again, I'm being harsh and it's conditions or whatever. But I thought he was okay. I didn't think he was outstanding. I thought he was a good addition.
Yeah, no, I just saw a few things saying that he was a class act and all this lot. And I just thought, well, I didn't think he was. I thought he was okay. I thought there was a couple of times he was trying to be a bit too clever with his passing, and I think for their second goal as well was him trying to turn, sort of 25 yards out, wasn't it? Trying to do a little spin, and you just think, well, if you're that experienced, you should probably not be doing that in those areas, because he got caught. But
yeah,
yeah. No, I thought he was all right. I think it's just we just seem to have a lot of players that come in and do a job, don't we? So it's good.
Yeah. Do you think? I wonder because I know that Pack did a couple of those spins, didn't he? At one stage, particularly he did one right on the edge of our own box as well.
Which that was a
little bit. But actually, he did it particularly well.
Yeah.
And I wonder if just people who play alongside him see him doing those sort of things.
Probably, yeah. I'll have a go at that. Yeah.
Have a go at that. I'm kind of almost 30 yards from goal. It's fairly safe. Oh, they've scored. Oh, yeah.
Man the match, Pack at Fram Park. Yeah, did you? I didn't really think.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because I think that it was a good all round team performance, but I don't think anyone really stood out.
No, I thought, I know they've given it to people who've come on a sub before, and I thought Moxon might be in with a shout just because when he came on, I thought the difference with him and Evans was that he was looking to go forwards all the time, Moxon, and he was, and he gets stuck in. And his first thought was, who can I hit forwards? Which I think was quite good. And then his goal was class as well, so I thought they might give it to him for that. Yeah.
Amazing hit, wasn't it? The fact that every time I watch it, because initially I thought, oh, the keeper's had a little bit of a mare there, but actually it moves loads. It was a good hit. Speaking of their keeper, from the off, their keeper looked pretty dodged, didn't he?
Yeah. Why no booking for that? Why?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I saw a lot of people discussing today saying it should have been a red card. I don't agree with
A guy behind me was shouting, this was like 1 minute into the game. He's going, fucking red. And I was like, mate, I don't think it's a red card. But yeah, I thought surely, I know it was wet and he caught the ball and he ran out of the area. So that's just an easy yellow, isn't it? It's just one where you say, I'm going to give you a yellow card, mate. I know you've not done it deliberately, but that's the rules. There's your yellow. But he didn't. He was all right, actually, the ref. I thought there was a few that he could have given a yellow card to, but he sort of just went, nah, sorry, we'll leave it for a bit. And then
he had a little run of cards. I thought Lane, was it Lane who could have been booked before he actually was booked? There was one where it was quite a blatant foul. And then he did get booked. I thought the referee did all right. And even though, well, actually, what did you think towards the end? Penalty or no penalty?
Well, that's over the other side to me. And so, obviously, being a crazed Pompey fan, I was screaming screaming penalty. But I only saw it once. Yeah, I saw it today, only on the one replay. And I don't know, it looks like a penalty to me. But there didn't seem to be too many protests, so I don't know.
I thought it was. And I thought that was, I think I can see why, it's one of those, isn't it? It's what, 2 minutes towards the end, 2 minutes, 88th minute or whatever it was. But I thought they both caught him, didn't they? One put his arm across him, the other one caught him with his leg. Yeah. And I've looked at it from about, three or four different angles, and I can't see how he done. The only thing I can maybe think is from the referee's angle, it maybe looks as if he's just gone down really easily.
Yeah,
but apart from that, the referee's actually right.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah, they did. Aaron McLean, I think, was the co-commentator.
I heard.
Sounds like Paul Ince.
Derby,
I thought it was Paul Ince. Yeah, I used to play with old Massino.
So how come he kept? Wasn't he brown nosing Derby for the whole
game? He was quite, I think he played with a lot of the Derby players at some stage during his career, and he was a little bit, I'd say he was slightly biased towards them. Finley thought he was very biased towards them. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, I think he was, and he was like, nah, never a pen for me, never a pen. So yeah, I can't see how you can say it's never a pen. It's more of a pen than it's not.
Yeah.
And but then he also said anywhere else on the pitch is probably a free kick. So you're kind of contradicting yourself there a little bit.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it?
You can't do both, can you? You can't say anywhere else is a free kick, but then it's never a pen.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I love commentators like that.
Yeah. He was interesting.
But no, it was good. It was good. Good atmosphere. Good. I think the draw was fully deserved. It seemed like both sets of fans were happy with it. Both managers were happy with it. They both come out and said nice things, haven't they, today? There didn't seem to be any aggro on the pitch or anything like that.
No.
You know,
No, so, yeah. I think it's worked very well. In fact, I really rarely watch the away manager's interview, but I watched Warren's interview today, and actually he was really quite complimentary, wasn't he? He's like,
yeah.
So he said the crowd was amazing. He said something like, you know, to get that crowd in a third tier game is incredible. He commented on Portsmouth's ground, you know, grounds staff, didn't he, about how great condition the pitch was in. And there's a third thing. I can't think what the third thing was. He said,
pies, sausage rolls.
Yeah, I think he said he got a good service in the bar. He loves a pint of Pompey ale. But yeah, I think it was fair overall. Although we dominated the second half and they just sat back, they still had a couple of decent chances on the break, didn't they? But I think probably overall it was a fair result. But I think it was also a good game. If you were a neutral, you'd probably actually look at that game and say, especially considering the conditions, there was a decent football play, wasn't
there? Yeah, really good. Like I say, I thought we controlled it second half, controlled possession. They just sat back, which is fair enough. But we just didn't really create too much. But yeah, I thought we'd knocked the ball around really well. Considering the pitch, I was quite concerned with when I saw how the ball was holding up. I thought that might could just see one of our defenders just playing a ball across the back four and sticking in the water, but luckily it didn't happen too often, did it? So
that quite early on, didn't it? I think it was a pass from Norris to Raggett or something, and it just held up in the water. Like, oh, brilliant! It's gonna be one of those. I thought it was gonna be like a Leicester all over again from 2002, whenever it was. But anyway, point each, 2-2 draw, 4 points over the Easter period is a good. It's a decent return, isn't it? And
yep.
Excellent. So, this weekend, we'll come back to this in a moment, but Portsmouth are at home to Shrewsbury, Bolton are away to Bristol Rovers, Barnsley are away to Charlton, tricky little game there for them. And who else we got? Who else is in the mix? Peterborough aren't playing. And Derby are...
We don't need to be concerned about Peterborough and Barnsley and Lincoln, Mike. We're only worried about Derby and maybe even Bolton.
Maybe. Are we allowed to start believing this now? And now we've got 5 games left. Well, and there's only 15 points to play for.
I thought we would be, that we've got 5 games left. But then all I've seen since last night is, oh, yeah, but we got tricky games coming up. Well, yeah, but we've also got Shrewsbury at home. We've got, who's at home? Wigan? Link? Reading?
We got,
Wigan, isn't it?
We've got Wigan at home and, who's the final one?
Shrewsbury-Wigan and Shrewsbury, Lincoln. And we've got Lincoln Barnsley. Away. And Barnsley at home. So we've got 3 home games out of the 5. So win 2 of them and we're up, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Oh, go on, let's just do it. What do you think? What do you think against Shrewsbury? It's got to be a home win, isn't it? There's no other way, is there?
I don't predict, do I? I don't predict anymore. Okay. But yeah, why not? I mean, we're playing every game. We seem to be playing well now, don't we? Or at least... We're playing well. Even if it's goals just in periods of the game. Yeah, that's the thing. And we're back to that where whoever's coming on is doing a job, whoever's starting is doing a job. Yeah. And I hate that phrase, by the way, doing a job, because
doing a job.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, does it? It could be a shit job. Doing a job. He came on and did a job. Oh, that's good. Up. Oh, no, it was a shit one. Oh. doing a good job then. That's what I mean. And you've got Andrew in back. Who else? Evan's coming in now.
You've got Tom Lowry's back in a couple of weeks.
Tom Lowry's
back. Or in a couple of games, rather.
Yeah, so yeah, it's good. Swanson's back, we've got players that we can rotate. So yeah, tis good.
Tis looking good.
I said 93 points.
Do you not predict because you think it's good because it's a jinx? Is that a thing? Is it?
Whatever I say, I never even bet on Pompey, do I? Because whatever I say, they will deliberately do the opposite. So.
They do
deliberately. So I never even put them
just to annoy you.
Yeah,
just for you.
I mean, you might think that I would. You might say, "Oh, why don't you just bet on them to lose then?" But no, because that's what they'll do. That's what the little twist will be. Is I'll bet on them to lose, and then they will lose.
Yeah, anything to get to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all about. Getting to you. I'm going to go for a win, and I'm even going to go for a hammering, but a comfortable
5-0
margin victory. Two goal victory.
Let's have a clean sheet. Should we have a clean sheet?
Yeah, clean sheet would be nice.
This weekend, yeah.
Would be nice.
Yeah, nice 2-0 win. Nice Pompey 2-0. Mick Quinn, both goals. Nice 2-0. Yeah.
All right, speaking of Mick Quinn, should we have a Pompey pod? Should we have a Pompey quiz?
Yes, please.
A Pompey pod quiz. Speaking of Pompey pod, if you would like to follow us, please do so. We're getting near to a magic figure of 500 followers on Facebook, which is great, and that's increased massively over the last two or three weeks. So thank you very much for following us and getting involved in our content. We're also gaining a bit of traction on YouTube as well. So please subscribe, like, follow, share with people, your friends and family. They will thank you for it. They really will. And what they'll love is our little Pompey quizzes, because what we do is we test each other's knowledge. We normally do particularly badly, all Pompey related questions. I've got a lovely quiz for you, Dan, and I think possibly could get a full house. But you're going to go first, I think.
So. I'll go first.
Go on in.
Because mine's very short and sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So if you recall, whenever it was a few weeks ago, where I just compared current season players' stats with other players' stats, and you just had to guess which one scored the most goals or done the most assists or the most passes. Well, this is just simply which player out of these two have had the most shots this season.
Okay.
Now, this is according to BBC Sport, and it is anything in League One, EFL and the FA Cup, the EFL Cup and the FA Cup. All right.
Okay. So just the most shots, not shots on target.
Just the most shots. That's all. Okay. That's all it is. That's simple.
Sounds simple.
And I've got six for you. So you're going to get six out of six. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Here we go then. Yep. First one. Which player out of these two has had the most shots? Alex Robertson or Cassini-Yenge?
Cassini-Yenge.
Is your first guess. Cassini-Yenge has 26 shots. Alex Robertson, who only played the first half of the season, has 27 shots.
Stop it.
So zero out of one. Next one.
That's not true.
Okay. So you've got half season or three quarter season Terry Devlin against three quarter season Connor Ogilvy. Which player has had the most shots? Is it Terry Devlin, attacking midfielder, attacking Ogilvy. Central defence? Ogilvy.
Final answer, Ogilvy.
Okay. Ogilvy has had 18 shots. Seems quite a lot. And Terry Devlin has had 19 shots. You're wrong to go Ogilvy. Right, zero out of two.
Over two.
Next one. Easy one, this one. Abu Kamara.
Yep.
Or Paddy Lane, which player has had the most shots?
It's Abu Kamara.
Abu Kamara.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's Lane. Lane's had more shots.
Lane, you're zero out of two. Are you sure you want to change?
Yeah, Paddy Lane.
Okay. Paddy Lane has had 53, a whopping 53 shots this season. Abu Kamara has had a measly 38. Big difference there. But Elaine was one of the highest, close. I think. So one out of three. Well done.
All right.
Number four, Callum Lang or Sean Raggett?
Who has had the most shots? Lang hasn't played for us very long, but it's still Lang, isn't it? Of course it is. Don't even say it's Raggett.
What are you going for, Lang?
Going for Lang. Of course I'm going for Lang.
Okay, Lang has had 12 shots.
Yeah.
Sean Raggett has had a whopping 19.
No, he hasn't.
Call it to BBC Sport. It's all there. It's all there in black and white. BBC Sport. That's one out of four. Okay.
Nonsense.
Number five. You should get this one. Connor Shocknessy or Christian Sadie. Who's had the most shots? The striker Christian Sadie or the defender Connor Shocknessy? Got a Shocknessy.
I'm going to go with the Shockness monster.
Yeah, are you? Okay. Right. Okay. Christian Sadie.
I'm going against the trend.
How many do you think Christian Sadie has had? Considering Raggett's had 19, Ogilvy's had 13. 18. Lane's had, he's had 18 shots.
Okay. Yeah.
And Shock Messi has had 25.
Wow. Okay.
One less than Yenge. Right. So that's 2 out of 5. Last one. Can you get 50%? 3 out of 6.
50%. Here we go.
Miles Pert Harris or Regan Poole? Surely there's got to be a little. There's a little bit. There's a reason in there that, that Paul's been put there. He only played about 2 games, didn't he?
Well, he must have played about. So he went in. What, November was it? No, it was earlier, wasn't it? Was it earlier in November?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was only a few months.
It was against Chesterfield, wasn't it? So it was after. Yeah.
He did score a few goals. He scored three goals.
But Harris hasn't had hardly any shots, has he? He's hardly had any. So it's going to be. Of course, it's Regan Poole. Yeah, he scored about 4 or 5 goals earlier in the season, didn't he? Did he?
So are you going for?
Yeah.
You sure? Don't want to change your mind?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm sticking with Paul.
Okay, Miles Pert Harris has 7. Regan Poole has 9. You're right to go Regan Poole. 3 out of 6. Well done.
There you go.
Interesting. Some interesting.
Made it respectable.
Stats. Yeah. Rafferty didn't even make the list.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay, just thought I'd tell you that.
Okay. Okay. Well, here you go. Yep. So I got 3 out of 6, so 50%. So you can't get 50% on mine because it's only out of 5. But so you need 3 to win this week's quiz.
Come on.
Which I think you'll get. I think you, I have no doubt you'll get because this is all about this season's stats, Dan. It's just questions about this season. You remember this season, started in August. It's currently going pretty well so far. We're 5 points clear at the top. And 9 points clear of third place.
But I don't remember this season. This is the thing, Mike. We do this podcast every week, and I can't remember what happened the previous Saturday, can I?
Oh, you will. You'll remember. Okay, so they're easy. They're easy, peasy, peasy, peasy. Right, so question number one. Who scored Pompey's first competitive goal this season?
Yenge. All right. It's Bristol Rovers.
Is correct. Yes, well done. 1 for 1. Good start. Okay. Who were the first team Portsmouth beat in the league this season?
Oh, first team they beat. Oh, it was someone like Leighton Orient or someone like that, wasn't it? Let's go Leighton Orient. I think it's like, I know they won like 4-0 or something.
See, you've got this, isn't it?
Is that right?
Leighton Orient.
It's him.
4-0 is indeed. 4-0. Mm. Okay, good. 2 for 2. 2 for 2. Here we go. We know our stuff.
Come on. This shows
that at least one of us knows our stuff. There you go. Okay. Which team knocked Pompey out of the EFL Cup this season? Which team knocked Pompey out of the EFL Cup? Not the EFL Trophy, the EFL Cup.
Oh. The League Cup. Oh, not the same? It's Wimbledon, is it?
The EFL Trophy is the one that you play all the under-21s and all that. Whereas the EFL Cup is the League Cup, which, who's just won it? Liverpool, did they win it? I can't remember.
Oh, that one. Oh, see, I thought Wimbledon, but that's the trophy, isn't it? So, one, I should know this. No, I'm not going to. Not going to, don't think. Oxford.
Oh, it was Peterborough on penalties a few days before
Fran
we
Park?
Beat them in the league.
It was a Fran Park, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. Remember that now, yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. Was it stupid? Was it a really high-scoring game? Or was that the 3-2?
Was it 2-2? Maybe it's 3-0, can't remember. Okay. Who scored Portsmouth's last goal of 2023?
So I remember Boxing Day was we lost, didn't we? And that was away to Bristol Rovers, was it? And Lang scored, but was that the last? No, it's not the last, is it? Because they play New Year's. Oh, fuck it, I don't know. I'll say Lang, but I don't think it is. Not Lang Lane, but I'm sure they have another game after that, didn't they? Oh. Yeah, no, let's go
Lang. When you said Lang, I had to just check my stats then, because when you said Lang, I was thinking, oh, was it Lang? I don't remember Lang.
Yeah, no, sorry,
it Lang. Was Paddy Lane. It was Paddy Lane against Bristol Rovers. He also scored the first of 2024 against Stevenage. Okay, 3 out of 4 so far. This, you've got multiple choice to secure your 4 out of 5. How many red cards have there been in total in all competitive Pompey men's first team matches this season for both Portsmouth and opposition combined?
Yeah.
Is it A, 11?
Yeah.
Is it B, 12? Or is it C, 13?
Oh, good. You made them nice and varied. 11, 12 or 13. So we've had one for Morrell. Let's just go 11. Let's just go a small 11.
Well, Portsmouth have had 5. Opposition have had 8. It's 13 in total, Dan. 13 Wanker. In total Wanker. In all competitions. So, unfortunately, 3 out of 5, but you do still win the week with your slightly more than, what's that in percentage-wise? 60% in it. 60%. There you go. Well, oh, there goes my headphone.
On that note.
Okay, this has been the Pompey Pod. Right, so what are we going with the weekend? We're going with Shrewsbury. I'm going for a comfortable win. You're going for not saying. You're not saying.
Yeah.
You're not going to say. Okay, we will be back next week with a review of the Shrewsbury game. I'm pretty confident that we are still going to be at least 5 points clear at the top. If Derby aren't playing, which it looks like they're not, then we could extend that. That's just going to put extra pressure, isn't it? I think it's a tricky one with Bolton. I can't see them in the list.
Wednesday, a week today, they play away to Wickham as well. See, I was surprised how good they were. Well, no, I wasn't. That doesn't make sense. I was surprised that they were all right last night. I was surprised that they lose so many. They were, you know, it was a comfortable draw against us last night, but. Who was that? So Wickham, they got winnable games, haven't they? Other than the Wickham away game.
I think that's the only reason why people are a little bit nervous, isn't it? Because I think if you look at, with the exception of their games against us, like Bolton and Barnsley's game against us, less so Lincoln, but I think since we beat Peterborough's been the only game I've been really quite nervous about, and actually we were very good in that game and didn't really look like conceding at any stage. But anyway, I'm confident now. I'm saying it. What we'll probably do next, maybe not next week afterwards, is talk about when we go into the Championship, which players are going to make the cut.
Yeah.
Which will need replacing.
Hey, you know what we could do? Moving on. Yeah, good idea. And you know what also we can do? We can do a live feed at the Bolton game.
Yeah.
Because that worked well last time we did it, didn't it?
It was all right, wasn't it? Yeah. Especially when lost a stream every 10 seconds.
Yeah. And did we lose 1-0 or something? It's really fucking
horrendous.
It was
the game,
most boring game ever as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Horrendous game.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll consider that. But if you've enjoyed this week's pod, why not like, subscribe, tell your friends, share it? Let's get up to 500 followers on Facebook. Once we do get up to 500 followers, we might have a little giveaway as well. So, you know, share the pod. We'll have a similar one next week. But for now, it's goodbye.
Bye.